How can you achieve and maintain business growth? Harvard Business School Executive Education is now accepting applications for a new program, Driving Profitable Growth. Taking place in Boston from October 25th through the 28th, this program focuses on business expansion and organizational growth strategies that can lead your company into the future. Learn more about this three-day program for senior leaders by visiting hbs.me/growth. That's hbs.me/growth.
You are Locked On Lakers, your daily podcast on the Los Angeles Lakers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team, every day.
All right, welcome everybody to Locked On Lakers. I am your host, Harrison Fagan. Anthony is out. I'm going to call it sick. Okay, we're going to go with sick, DNP, flu-like symptoms. So before I get into who's replacing him, I just want to remind you that, as always, you can find our full shows on Audioboom, iTunes, Silver Screen and Roll, Stitcher, TuneIn, and Today's Fast Break. Today's show is brought to you by SeatGeek. Use the promo code LOLAKERS to get a $20 rebate on your first ticketing purchase. I'll have more on that in a few minutes, but you guys are in for a fun show today because I always enjoy doing these from the Daily Titan offices, the student newspaper where I also spend some time with one of my co-editors there, Bryant Freeze, who also writes with me at Silver Screen and Roll. How's it going, Bryant?
Amazing. But once again, I'm always here in garbage time. There's not much to talk about, and I'm here. That's always how it works.
That's what I use my interns for. Fill space. So anyway, we should talk about the Lakers and what's currently going on around the team. But the only problem there is that there's really nothing going on around the team right now. I mean, Anthony reported yesterday they're looking to make additions to their analytics department, but there isn't a whole lot we can talk about right there because, you know, like maybe they're using ZipRecruiter, maybe they're not, but I don't know if we want to have like a whole show debating. That feels like a short show. Should the Lakers add to their analytics department, Bryant?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I guess we're done. Yeah, we're signing up. No. So I thought that it would be more fun to have Bryant on, and since we haven't had you on during the offseason yet, and just kind of talk about what you think the Lakers should do, and we can kind of both just go back and forth on stuff like, you know, what you want to see from the offseason, what should the Lakers do if they lose their pick, what position should they target in free agency, should they trade for Paul George, you know, that small little last one that's like not that important. We'll save that one for last. But I did want to talk to you about this stuff because you guys kind of already know what Anthony and I think about a lot of these things. But it's fun to bring on someone new and debate and get new lines of thinking. So we'll just go back and forth on these things. So first of all, what do you want to see from the Lakers during the offseason? We got the lottery coming up in a week, and we'll obviously know a lot more about what they can do this offseason then. But is there anything specific that you want to see from them?
Well, I mean, it's going to be very difficult probably, but I would really like to see them get rid of Mozgov and Deng. But
Just that.
They don't even need to add anyone. Just get rid of those two guys, and I will be happy.
You'll give them an A on the Bryant Freeze off-season grades?
Yeah. Well, I also don't want to see them show up to a guy's door like Mozgov with $65 million on midnight of free agency.
$64 million. Jim and Mitch knew a bargain when they saw one.
They would have said no.
Yeah, 65, they would have said nope. That's too much. Way too much.
They got a solid deal out of that. But like I said, if they just offer someone a buttload of money on the first night of free agency again, which I think they won't, but if they do that, I'll be very disappointed. But we want to see them be aggressive. You know what I mean? Like, Mitch and Jim have been the opposite of aggressive, I guess we could say.
Other than when it comes to signing Timofey Mozgov on the first minute of free agency.
Yeah, but like
the aggressiveness,
we could
say maybe it's a good thing that they weren't that aggressive most years.
Oh my God. I mean, I guess if those are the decisions you're making while being aggressive, then yeah, sure. But, you know, Mitch is a very by-the-books kind of guy, and talks very quiet and doesn't say much.
Oh, you came on here. You took Anthony's seat and his Mitch.
Is that what he does? Yeah. Anthony does. I've never heard that. We might have to have a Mitch off sometime. Sounds really weird.
Yeah. We'll just go ahead and fast forward over that.
We'll cut that out.
You think Magic and Rob will look to make more of a splash?
Yeah, well, of course. They have to.
I guess it's
Magic. Well, they don't have to, and it's Magic. But also at the same time, I hope that if there isn't a big splash to be made, that they don't do anything stupid.
Like, yeah, I just don't. I don't know that there really is a realistic big splash to be made, other than maybe the Paul George thing.
Exactly.
I guess we could start. We can get into that now. It happened organically. But do you think the Lakers should trade for Paul George?
It's tough because he's going to be a free agent in a year, right? And by all accounts, it sounds like he wants to play for the Lakers.
He's hell-bent.
Hell-bent.
Hell-bent, and possibly more hell-bent than he was when he was hell-bent around the trade deadline. Possibly, like, more hell-bent now. So the hell-bentest he can be.
Hell-bentest, which could always be a lie, but, I mean, who knows? Who knows? He's from here, but... There's the, you know, do you wait till free agency possibly and then hope that you don't have to give anything up to get him because you know he's going to come here? But there's also the tricky thing with that is maybe Boston makes a trade for him this offseason or before next trade deadline and he becomes part of a team that's a championship contender and he likes it there so much that he's not going to leave there and he's going to sign an extension there. Then you've kind of shot yourself in the foot betting on free agency. So, I mean, if it's the right deal...
A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush, basically.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. But if you have to trade... All right, let me just ask you this. If you have to trade Julius Randle and D'Angelo Russell, would you trade for Paul George right now?
If it's Randle and Russell, I think I'd probably make that deal, honestly. I mean, I'd prefer to keep Russell rather than Ingram.
You'd rather keep Russell over Ingram?
I like Russell's game a little bit more than I like him.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm the opposite on that one, but I understand your reasoning, but I would rather. All right, so if it's Ingram and Randall, then you're for sure doing it.
If it's Ingram and Randall, I would make that deal because Randall's going to be a restricted free agent. It's unknown whether or not it's a good idea for the Lakers to pay him what it's going to take to keep him next summer, and you don't want to lose him for nothing either. And they won't lose him for nothing. I'm sure they'd end up re-signing him. They may even end up giving him an extension this fall, which they're allowed to do. But so there could be, you know, they could keep Randall and, like, mess around with that, or they could trade him. And, like, Paul George is a much better player than Randall, obviously.
I don't know, dude. Julius Randle is pretty good.
And, like, I like Ingram. I think he's going to be good. But I think, like, best case scenario, he's as good as Paul George. And so there's the argument to be made that, you know, having him peak at Paul George levels at the same time as the rest of the roster is maybe more valuable. Mm-hmm. But I think you're hoping that Ingram turns into somebody who's as good as Paul George. Maybe not the same type of player, but,
yeah, but
similar position, like similar level of talent. You're hoping Ingram gets to
that
point.
A good two-way player that can – I mean, Paul George isn't a great defensive player, but he's a pretty good defensive player. He's gone down a little bit. He's started to care more about
Yeah, he's
about
had
his
to do too much
little.
Offensively
exactly.
to, like, care as much
he's
as
no
he
He's no James
is
Harden,
defense.
Though.
Yeah. No. He's much better than – he can guard James Harden.
I don't think anyone's a James Harden.
Yeah.
But say they do make that trade, what pieces do they have around Paul George to be good? I understand there's still Russell. Say Ingram and Randle are the ones that are traded. We still have Russell. I always say we.
That's okay.
It's such
you
a
can,
Lakers
you can
homer
say we.
Sometimes.
Yeah, you could say we.
It's so bad sometimes. Still have Russell. Still have Larry Nance, some role players. Still have Mozgov, number one. But then where do they go from there, I guess?
I guess the hope is that at that point, it's the same as kind of the hope is if you make any trade for George or if you get him in free agency that he can draw other free agents with his talent. And I think that there is an argument to be made there that Paul George, yeah, sure, he's not drawing free agents to Indiana, but I think if you see a Paul George on the Lakers and you're like, I can live in LA, I can play with Paul George, I think that that's a little bit more of a compelling case. And so I think I probably would make that trade, but I could also see the argument for why you wouldn't do it because, you know, hey, like, if you can get him in free agency for free, that's obviously better. And the Lakers have, especially Rob Pelinka, probably has much better intel on whether or not they can get Paul George for free or if they need to give stuff up for him.
But that goes back to my point. You never know where he's going to get traded to, possibly, and if he will like it.
Yeah.
But once again, the Lakers have much better assets to offer Indiana if they do want to make that trade than Boston does. Because Boston has a bunch of pieces that they're going to trade. They're not going to trade anyone.
Yeah, Boston's young guys I like less than the Lakers' young guys. And
they have that number one pick.
Yeah, they have that Brooklyn pick is probably, I mean, we'll see with the lottery next week, but that Brooklyn pick's probably going to be better than anything that the Lakers have to offer, but we'll see.
And I guess the trade thing all depends on if the Lakers keep their pick, too. So there's so many variables here.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll discuss more of this stuff right after the break. But Bryant, I know there's no Lakers games right now, but I know you are actually a big Dodgers fan. You're like a baseball
guy. Love the Dodgers.
Yeah, so if you're gonna go to a game this summer, I'm assuming you're going to once we're out of school for the semester. And you know, I personally would recommend using SeatGeek. I have the app on my phone. It's by far the easiest way that I found to shop for tickets, and it's just I can pull it out of my pocket if I think of an event that I want to go to, like a Dodgers game in this case, for example. I can just, with a couple taps, I'm already at the Dodgers tickets, boom, they're already paid for, my credit card's already on file, it's all the way done. And you always get the best deal on every ticket, because SeatGeek price compares tickets across multiple outlets, and it depends on where you shop, but SeatGeek will always find you the lowest possible price. SeatGeek, they want to help you get the most bang for your buck. That's why every ticket they have is given a grade based on value. It's like a deal score. And you'll see kind of underpriced seats and where you can find the best deal to fit your budget. And so all of our listeners, including you, Bryant, if you listen back to this podcast or if you just like use the code after I give you this sell job, you can get a $20 rebate on your first SeatGeek purchase. All you have to do is download the SeatGeek app, go to the settings tab, click add a promo code, enter promo code LO Lakers, and SeatGeek will send you $20 after you've made your first ticketing purchase. Does that sound like a pretty good deal to you?
Oh, yeah. I use SeatGeek, but already, now I have that, I'm for sure
going to
use it.
Yeah, well, then you can always, too, like if you're going with a friend, you can just, I've made the suggestion to Anthony before, you just grab their phone, you use the SeatGeek app.
Smart.
You get them a deal. It's like giving them a gift.
Mm-hmm.
They get a free $20 after you bought the ticket on their phone.
Smart. I'm going to do that next game.
Yeah. All right. So now we will get back into the Lakers offseason. And I guess you could use SeatGeek once the schedule comes out to buy Lakers tickets, but that's still a ways away.
That's a ways away. I got to use it on my Dodgers tickets for the summer, you know.
Yeah.
I'll get someone else's phone for when
exactly.
The Lakers
come back.
We're
just going to keep taking phones.
Yeah.
But and I just don't steal
not
my
actually
phone again.
Stealing phones. I'm just going to use yeah,
not
other see, people's
to be,
phones.
We aren't just use other people's phones.
Yeah.
It's like a friendly thing.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway, you'll know a lot more about who they'll have on their roster and who you'll be buying tickets to go see after the lottery. But do you think that the Lakers offseason plan, like how do you does it change for you what you want to see them do if they lose the pick? Do you want them to be more aggressive in free agency, or do you want them to, you know, counterintuitive, maybe it kind of sounds counterintuitive, but not really, just not kind of do anything and stand pat so that they're as bad as possible for this next lottery pick that they have? Or the look, if you guys could see the look that Bryant just gave, his head tilted all the way back and he looked like he was about to collapse.
No, I do not want them to try and be bad.
You can't handle the tank again.
No. No. I mean, if they're just bad again, I don't know. What's worse, like, trying to be bad and being bad, or like trying to be decent and still being bad? I don't know. I mean,
it depends on how much you spent to try and be decent.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I don't want them to spend, because like there's not any huge free agents out there that are going to be worth going and getting. I mean, who's the top free agent? Blake Griffin?
All right. So Bryant thinks Stephen Curry and Kevin Durant suck. Breaking news.
All right. Come on, let's be realistic. They're not going anywhere.
No, they're not.
I mean, should they try and talk to him? Probably. Like, but they're not leaving, so let's be realistic.
If Magic could get one of those guys, then he would earn his nickname not only as a player but as an executive. They'd have to call him Magic.
Double magic?
Yeah, double magic.
All right. And he would automatically go to the Hall of Fame for being
an executive. Yeah, too. Yeah. Yeah.
Two shrines. They don't have shrines in the Basketball Hall of Fame, do they? No.
No, I don't think so. They give him a second statue outside Staples. Magic with a giant novelty check shaking Steph Curry's hand.
Give Steph a statue already, too?
Yeah, exactly. No, it's a statue of the two of them shaking hands on the deal.
Okay. There's not any... being realistic, there's not any big free agents to go after. You try and get Blake Griffin?
I'm a little scared of Blake Griffin. It sounds like such a like beggar being a chooser type thing to say, because the Lakers are really bad. Blake Griffin's really good. Obviously, he would help them in a vacuum, but like,
is he going to help them get to where they want to be?
Yeah, and like, can he stay healthy? I guess some of his injuries, like they've been freak things. Like he's most likely not going to break his hand on an assistant's face again.
But that was in the mid-season. He's gotten hurt in the playoffs the past 2 years.
Yeah, that's true.
So, and I understand, like, oh, it's freak injuries, but freak injuries continuously happen. That's just someone with injury
patterns.
Problems.
Yeah.
He's a high-flying guy. He's very athletic. Though this starts to add up.
Like, sure, is it impossible that those things have all just been bad luck? Like, of sure, course. Like, maybe he stays healthy the entire rest of his career. But I'd just say that that's probably unlikely. I'm a little scared of Blake Griffin.
I am as well. And, like, is he worth giving
Although, Blake, if you want to come on the podcast, I've heard you on Pardon My Take. You're excellent. You're more
than
welcome.
Yeah, he seems
here.
Like a really cool guy.
Yeah, you could
really
be a co-host of Locked On Lakers. You could be injured all the time as Locked On Lakers host.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's smart.
Just not on the
All right,
actual
we take
Lakers.
We take
anyway.
Everything back. We're not scared of Blake at all. I can't believe I said someone from the Clippers seems cool. What were we even talking about?
We were
free
talking
agents.
About, yeah, what, well, what do you think that they should do if they lose the pick? Does that change the plan to you? Obviously, it does change their plan.
Well, yeah, it has
change,
to change the plan.
What, how do you think it changes
I
it?
I think it changes it in just that they're going to maybe try and move more guys around. I mean, I think...
You
can
get
I don't
more
think
aggressive on the trade market.
Yeah, because I don't think they're sold on anyone, any of these young guys, really, to be honest. I think the most, like, I understand you're highest on Russell, but if I had to guess what the front office is.
Given the reports coming out, I'd imagine they're highest on Ingram.
Yeah, so I think they're willing to trade basically anyone on that roster other than Ingram. Even Ingram,
Even
if it's
Ingram
the right
is
deal.
Probably
if
not
it's the, yeah,
there
I just think
report.
It would have to be the exact right deal. Like, I think it would have to be a Paul George deal to get Ingram out of there.
Yeah.
But because if you keep the pick and you take one of the top three guys, man, I don't know. Do you wait one more year and see if these young guys can all kind of come together and do something decent? Like,
you
still have to go out and get a couple veteran free agents that are good, not Mozgov and Dang.
Solid guys.
Yes. But I don't know. Do you wait another year and see what they can do and then be more aggressive? Or even give them half a year and then you start making some trades around the trade deadline. I don't know.
I'd give them a little bit more time, especially if they lost the pick, just because then it's really critical that one of these guys pops and that you don't. Because then that's one less asset that you have in your wallet. And if you try to, you know, if you make a trade and you have the pick, then that's like one extra asset you can either include or keep that stays on your roster. Whereas if you lose the pick and then you give up more of those guys, then like, you're sending out more stuff to bring back one thing. So, yeah. Like, you know, I think for me personally, it would make me less likely to want to trade for Paul George if they lost the pick, because they would be sending out like two or three of those young guys and getting back like one, albeit really good, but just one guy in return.
Who's in his prime right now where...
And like, the Lakers are not a playoff team with just Paul George.
No. And honestly... Let's say that there is an all-star on this team or a superstar on this team. They're at the right stage because right now there's no one that the Lakers are going to get that are going to make them contend with the Warriors and the Cavaliers and probably even the Rockets and Spurs right now. I mean, they're just too young. There's not one guy that's going to come in.
Well, you can't worry about the Spurs. The Spurs are just never going to stop being good.
That's true.
Yeah.
But the other three teams – like, they need one of these guys to be a perennial all-star, or maybe more than one, really, but to grow, and then once the Warriors and the Cavaliers are on their downfall, that's when they're coming up and have the right chance. Because right now, there's not one guy that's going to turn that around.
Yeah, I would agree.
I mean, maybe if they can bring Paul George in and then, ooh, all right. One I forgot about, free agent. What about DeMarcus Cousins?
Well, he's not a free agent until the next summer.
The next summer? Are we sure about this?
I'm positive.
Okay. Either way, Paul George and him, that's a good little combination.
No, well, see, that's what I think. That's almost what you wait for, is you hope that you can get both those guys next summer for free. You could be like, hey, you guys want to come play together? Like, yeah, you could do that in L.A., the beach. It's nice.
Exactly. And I think DeMarcus Cousins is 100% leaving New Orleans. So I think that's...
Yeah, I don't think New Orleans is going to end up being good. Like, I get what they were... I get that when you can trade Buddy Hield and whatever is in your trash can for DeMarcus Cousins, you have to do it. But, like if the Kings call you and they're like, hey, we think Buddy Hield's the next Steph Curry, you got to trade him for DeMarcus Cousins right now.
I'm going to go ahead and say it. The Kings got a steal. They got Buddy Hield. They got rid of DeMarcus. That's a steal of a trade. Buddy Hield's going to be amazing. You just wait. You just wait, sir. And yeah. New Orleans is going to lose Cousins. And what's his name? The owner's name? I always forget his name. And
Vivek Ranadive.
Oh, wow. That was good. Yeah. Good pronunciation, too, sir. He knew that he was going to lose him. And he's way ahead of
maybe he's the one that made Golden State light years ahead when they left, before he left the Golden State ownership.
That's what it is.
He's the one that got them light years ahead.
He needs to hurry up and do that thing where they cherry pick one guy the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, the Kings, like, defense. If you want to get relevant, you got to do something like that. Like, it gets the people going.
Oh, yeah. Everyone would be talking about it. Everyone becomes Kings fans immediately. I would get a Kings jersey.
Their games would become league pass must watch. Like, is it going to work tonight, or are they going to get, like, 200 points.
It's going to work every night. Like, I think they'd be by far the best team in the league.
Light years. Anyway, so if the Lakers are going to hit the trade market or they're going to hit free agency this summer, this is the last thing I got for you, and then we're going to sign off here. What position would you, and this is kind of previewing a Silver Screen and Roll roundtable series that we're going to be running this week of what players people would want the Lakers to target in free agency this offseason by position group, but what position do you think the Lakers need to target most going forward?
Well, it has to be a wing player.
Which is funny because their highest paid player is a wing, and the guy that you said is that is their most promising prospect is a wing.
I understand. Well,
but it really says something about
on.
Where the Lakers
Dang
are.
Dang doesn't count. Let's be honest. Dang does not count. He's not on the roster, in my mind. He shouldn't be. Corey Brewer's also there, too. I like the way he plays.
Yeah, he scored 50 one time.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm not talking like that. He's a solid role player. Yeah. Okay, let's be realistic. Stop with your hot takes. I never go off the board and give these random, stupid hot takes. You need to calm
down. This is why I need a co-host, because that way I can just make fun of everything they say. It's my shtick.
Oh, okay. But that's kind of where – I don't know. There's gaps in every part of the roster.
For me, it's center. Because I think I'm actually more of the mind that I think Mozgov is more of a sunk cost than Dang is.
Really?
Yeah.
How?
Just because I think Dang, there's like a chance he was like a little injured. He was out of position. He's actually a power forward now. So if you clear up the roster a little bit there and he can play power forward, he's okay. But, whereas Mozgov, there's no like, he wasn't hurt. He wasn't playing out of position. He was just like not good. And so I am of the mind that...
Dang looked like he was 85 years old, though.
Playing at small forward. At power forward, he looked okay. Like, he wasn't like an all-star, but he looked all right.
Okay.
And so, if the Lakers, like, end up packaging, like, Randall and or Nance in some deal or something like that, and then all of a sudden Dang is playing power forward again, then he kind of does help the roster. And I'm not saying that they should do that just to free up minutes for Dang, but if...
Get rid of both of them just so Dang can play at the power
forward. If that inadvertently ends up being how things work out, then Dang, there is a way that Dang can play well. Mozgov, I'm just not really sure, short of surrounding him with a really good defensive talent. And the Lakers aren't going to get there anytime soon. So I'm of the mind that Mozgov is more of a sunk cost. And so
are there any centers out there to go get?
In free agency this offseason? To be honest, I was just thinking, like, anecdotally,
okay,
like, what position I'd want to.
That's my bad on calling
I'm
you
not,
out on that.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's my fault.
You exposed my lack of research.
I figured that since I hadn't done any research either, that maybe you know, like, one
name. I thought you were going to do the research.
Damn.
Well, we'll look up free
agency. We have the same problem
agent.
At news desk here. Sometimes I think you're going to run the page.
Miscommunication.
Yeah, no, that's why we fail at everything.
Anyway. So I think just that's what they need most is a set, is another center. And I don't know if it's like you want to go and spend big money on a guy, but like you want to try and bring in a guy that can play.
I agree.
And so that way you aren't stuck.
You don't like Tarik Black?
I like Tarik Black, but I just don't know that they're going to bring him back. I think that they're probably going to let him go and like maybe bring T-Rob back or something like that.
Wow. Okay, T-Rob.
I mean, I wouldn't personally. I'd rather have Black than T-Rob, but T-Rob will be a lot cheaper.
That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. But oh well.
I don't think Black's like a horrible value at his contract. I just think that they may end up deciding to see what else is out there and try and free up that cap space. I think it's going to be a timing thing.
That's fair. I like Tarik Black.
I like Tarik Black too.
He's like,
I think he's perpetually underrated.
He is.
I'm just saying what I think they'll probably do.
Okay. Well, think deep in the mind of Rob Pelinka.
Yes.
And tell us what's going to happen.
Yeah, I go to my Rob place.
One question for you. Say the Lakers get the number one overall pick. Fultz or Ball?
I'll say this, having watched very little college basketball outside of Cal State Fullerton this year, but I personally would go Fultz. I think he's a better fit for the modern game, and I don't want to have to write about LeVar Ball.
Honestly, well, I would go the same way, other than the LeVar thing. Like, I think Fultz is just a better player. I don't think you care about LeVar. Like,
I don't think the Lakers should care about LeVar. Yeah. I'm saying me personally.
No, I understand. I just mean as, you know, the organization, his fan, don't worry about LeVar. Watch him. He's going to go, like, silent once LeVar gets drafted.
Yeah.
But once Lonzo goes to the Lakers, he's just going to switch all of his attention to LiAngelo.
He's actually
going
to start marketing Markelle Fultz to make him look bad.
Well, he's going to try and sign him to Big Baller Brand.
No, he's not even going to sign him. He's just going to start marketing him.
I mean,
and be like, yeah, we're changing the name. The Zo2s, that was actually for Markelle Fultz. Those are his shoes.
I wouldn't doubt anything from that.
Yeah.
Man. He's a smart man.
So you would go Fultz as well.
I would. Yeah. I think they're both solid. I mean,
yeah.
I don't think
I just think Fultz, he's more of a pick and roll guard, and I think that's more of what you want.
I do get a little worried when a guy can't lead his team even to the NIT.
But his team is really bad.
I know, but still, like the NIT, so many bad teams are in that. And he was hurt a little bit of the season.
Yeah, and
I'll give him a break.
Yeah.
I think he dropped like 40 points on Cal State Fullerton.
Yeah, no, you remember like the next week, like are there Cal State Fullerton's next game? They got like blown out, and we were like, you and I were joking. It was like we thought that they were just still scarred by having what Markelle Fultz did to them.
They probably were.
Yeah, I mean, I would be. Anyway, so that'll I think that does it for Locked On Lakers today, right? I think that is that all the questions you have for me. I think I asked you all my questions.
Yeah, I hope so, because I did a terrible job on this. We need to just end this.
Yeah, we'll cut all of it. It's
Thanks.
Fine. I'll record.
It'll be a solo show by yourself with just.
I'll
like
cut all your parts. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, that'll do it for Locked On Lakers. One last reminder, as always, you can find our full shows on Audioboom, iTunes, Silver Screen Roll, Stitcher, TuneIn, and today's Fast Break. Leave us an iTunes review, preferably 5 stars. That really helps us out. Today's show is brought to you by SeatGeek. We try to help you guys out. Use that LO Lakers promo code. Get that $20 rebate. Go see a Dodgers game. Go see your local baseball team or whatever event you want to go to. It's probably on SeatGeek. Use that promo code. Helps us out. Helps you guys out. Win-win. Anthony will most likely be back for Wednesday's show. I am a game time decision for that show. We'll see how it goes. But either way, we're going to try and have some good guests for you guys this week. Hopefully better than Bryant. And we will... I'm sorry, man. I had to take a shot on the way out.
It's fair. I was awful.
All right. We'll talk to you guys later. Locked On Lakers out.
Support for this podcast comes from NetSuite. NetSuite lets you run your business from your phone, so you can see what's going on with your company in real time. Go to netsuite.com/podcast to get your free guide and find out why NetSuite is the last business system you'll ever need.